want you to make yourself comfortable and close your eyes now. You know, it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move slightly now and then. You don't have to be absolutely still. Just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. And now I want you to take a deep breath and hold it for a moment before breathing out slowly. Just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now and just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of other sounds too. The sounds inside the building, the sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help to relax you. Because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you're interested in is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly, steadily, and evenly. Just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep. Now I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of the scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids, the cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax because you can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclench your teeth and relax your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. And thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows and into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, and right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs, just letting all these muscles let go and relax. Now thinking about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more lazy, as you relax more and more. And all tensions in the chest area simply fade away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. And think down into your back now, and the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. And your waist, and your main thigh muscles as you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, and into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy and very lazy. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things, but it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you. And it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say, because very soon now, you're going to be more relaxed than you've known. I'd like you to imagine yourself standing on the very top of a green hill on an island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and you can see the long grasses around you, moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow, winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the top of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. And you begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass. And you just catch the faint smell of the salt borne in on the breeze. And become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. And you marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly, you feel almost as though you're floating on air. And in no time at all, you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, and the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and the undergrowth relaxes you still further as you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take. And you can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean as you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach that you know is in front of you, weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage, until quite suddenly you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you, to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge, where the sand becomes a darker, golden colour as you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet. As you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet. And as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny coloured pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon. Trickling warm, golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze, which it makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead, the largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral. Maybe like smoke from a bonfire, just spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker all the time until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of that spiral of your worries and cares disappears inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties to the edges of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares having floated away from you, you feel calm and relaxed, noticing with new awareness the sights and sounds all around you. And you realize that not so far away, you can hear the gentle rumble of a waterfall as the water splashes into a pool you hadn't been aware of before. And with curiosity, you calmly wander in the direction it's coming from. As you get nearer, you can see a beautiful small glade opening up in front of you. You can almost smell the sun on tropical plants. Delicate scents of vividly coloured flowers waft in your direction, and you can hear the cicadas and tree frogs gently chirping all around you. As you wander deeper into the glade, becoming more and more relaxed by the tranquility that's all around you, you see the most wondrous, delicate hummingbirds with their iridescent plumage flitting all around you, their wings beating too fast for you to see. They don't seem to be frightened of you at all. In fact, they seem to be greeting you, observing you with as much curiosity as you're observing them, as they welcome you into the glade. As you watch these tiny, beautiful creatures all around you, you notice that they are flitting between flowers growing beside the most stunning waterfall you could ever imagine. The crystal clear water flowing in steady streams, changing colour as it does so. And you can hardly notice when the tranquil blue becomes calming green that morphs into purples, yellows, oranges, reds and violets before dissolving into the tranquil blue again. As you gaze at the mesmerizing waterfall, you realize that this is no ordinary water, that there is something quite different. It has special healing abilities. There's no one around in the glade but you. All around you is peace and calm, and you are perfectly safe in this place of tranquility. So you decide to step into the waterfall. As you do so, you feel the calming effect of the water. The temperature is perfect. It's not too hot or too cold. Just perfectly warm and soothing. You stand there for a few moments, allowing the water to run over your body, and in particular, the parts of your body where you feel discomfort. And as the water comes into contact with that area, you notice how much better you feel. As you know, pain puts out energy in the way of heat, represented by the color red. At first, you notice when the water washes over the area of discomfort, it changes color to red. But you feel something happening. It feels as if the water is clinging to this warm energy and wash it away, changing color from red to orange to yellow, then green, and finally a cooling blue as it washes the energy and discomfort away. As it does, you feel better and better. As the water washes over the afflicted area, it clings to the energy emanating from the pain and washes it down your body and away. You watch the energy and pain being washed away down the stream that flows from this waterfall towards the sea. Imagine this process on your own for a moment, of the water pouring over your body, feeling wonderful as it clings to the pain, changing color from the heat of red to the cool of blue as it washes it away. Imagine this happening, and as you do so, you feel the pain becoming less and less as it's washed away by this wonderful, magical waters. Now I'd like you to take a moment to think of some thoughts or memories that are happy, pleasing, and calming for you. What sorts of things make you happy? You don't have to tell me out aloud. Simply think about them, making the images as clear and as vivid as you can. Now I'd like you to imagine that these happy thoughts are attaching their positive energy to the water as it comes into contact with your body. As the pain is washed away, it leaves a void that will be replaced with this happiness. Imagine that now, and perhaps attach a color to it. What color would be happy for you? Feel it happening, as the disorder of the past is now being replaced with happiness, helping you, healing the pain that is just not needed, as it's telling you nothing new and making you stronger. Continue with this on your own for a few moments, with the water clinging to the energy of the pain and washing it away and replacing it with the happiness. The disorder of the past has now been replaced with order, calm, and happiness. You feel good, you feel happy, you feel renewed. Now, in a few moments, I'm going to ask you to return to full wakefulness. When I do, you'll awaken feeling happy, calm, and relaxed. Now, when you're ready and you're in control, return to full wakefulness and open your eyes.